This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it be on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, look, if you want to get involved in the conversation, ain't that hard. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe at TheRealSide.com, Joe at TheRealSide.com. All right. I am truly amazed, saddened, and sickened at what appears to be. Now, I got a lot of friends on the left, but they're not far left, okay? Let's be clear about that so we don't paint with the broad brush that we hate that they do. So I've got a lot of friends on the left. They, when they finally, you know, there are people on the right, same thing. They have no clues of what's going on right now. Some of those on the left, when they really find out what's going on, they're appalled. It's not their party. They'll tell you that. And when you see the walk away movement, how fast it's growing, still growing, it'll do your heart good. Because people are paying attention. We are reaching some. We don't have to reach hundreds of thousands in a swipe. Right? I mean, seriously, what do you think about it? And if you don't believe that Trump derangement syndrome actually exists, I have never seen so much hate for somebody who's done so much good. But they just hate him. There's nothing he's going to do to turn them around. And they are willing to burn down a country to use the Constitution for toilet paper to make it happen. And I know people have conspiracy theories about BLM to go way, 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 way back. I get it. I understand their frustration. And somebody sent me a video. I haven't decided whether I'm going to play the video or not. But somebody sent me a video. And I went through it. I went through it line by line. I actually, yeah, right? Paid attention. I went through it. And they claimed that Black Lives Matter really was an arm of the Democrat Party. And they were there to feed the Democrat Party and all this other fun stuff. I'm going, yeah, okay, whatever. And as I started looking into it, I went to the Black Lives Matter main website. Now, I want you to, and I know I'm going to catch, I don't believe any of this stuff, by the way. I don't believe that Black Lives Matter really believes that Black Lives Matter. All right? I don't see them in Chicago. Let's see if they'll run down what they're willing to do with all the millions they just collected. Let's see what they're willing to do in helping out the black families that'll be devastated by the hurricanes. Okay? How many of the cops did they show up to help out? That got killed and or shot in the riots. There are 7,000 black people, men and women, that are shot by other blacks every year. How much help have they given them? I'm curious. Right? So I went to the Black Lives Matter website. From there, I clicked on donate. Now, relax, put your rocks down. I'm not going to give any money. And because I wanted to see, you know, what they were going to use it for, what they were saying it was for, this, that, and the other thing. What I found interesting was it didn't go to a Black Lives Matter donate here. It actually went to an ActBlue.com account that was created in 2019, not 2020. Okay? And then you find out where the money goes, and who it's going to, what they're using it for. It's all political purposes. When you break down how much, I mean, the millions of dollars these people have collected, we'll talk about that soon, too. Right? They actually put up the campaign finance laws and other laws because when you give them money, they have to tell you it's going to be used for political purposes. And it's right there in front of your faces. And there's a bunch of people on the right that they think they're given to truly giving to a cause that's helping black people get out of the situation that they're in. Or at least that's what they're being told. But honestly, nothing could be further from the truth. The money doesn't go to Black Lives Matter. It goes to Act Blue. Now let me give you some numbers to play with, too. I hope this infuriates the crud out of you. Earlier, at the end of May, Act Blue announced that small dollar donors raised almost $180 million on their platform by 2020. That means that people hopped onto Black Lives Matter, gave up to $180 million to make sure that something went to helping Black Lives Matter. The only problem with that is the money doesn't go to BLM. It goes to Act Blue, which is known for its Democrat support. May was the biggest month ever by number of groups fundraising on Act Blue. May was the third largest month by number of contributions and unique donors, the fifth largest by total dollars raised. Senate and House candidates on Act Blue, are you hearing me? Raised $52 million in May of 2020. Twice as many people gave to the House and Senate candidates in May 2020 compared to May 2018. State and State House candidates raised nearly double the amount of money in May 2020 compared to April 2020. And on May 28, small dollar donations hit $5 billion raised on Act Blue. Remember, BLM feeds into Act Blue. Your dollars, your donor dollars, are going to Act Blue. So if you're a Republican or conservative, you felt bad for the organization and you gave the money, guess what? Didn't go where you thought. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the solution, really. So I thought we'd go through and do, like, so many of the crazy stories of the day. Because they're so out of hand already, anyhow. And the lunacy of the left, you know, there's I don't know the name of it. Some of you guys might remember. There is a movie, and Air Force One. It had to do with the president, and Harrison Ford was in it, and that kind of thing. Anyway, if somebody remembers, just tell me. But do you remember when the plane was first taken over? and they had a senator or what have you that was going to mix it all right, make it all better, right? And he really thought he had something on these terrorists. And that they were going to, you know, because he's such a powerful man, they were going to work with him. And then what happens is he gets on the phone to prove a point, and they shoot him while he's on the phone to prove their point. This is what's happening with the Democrats. They think they're going to side with these people. Some of them. Some of them are involved in it. I get that. But they think they're going to side with these people, and they're going to be their best buddies. Mark my words, today, right now, ain't going to happen. There is no honor among thieves. And that goes both ways. And if you really believe that BLM is for black lives, I'm not buying. Now, somebody explained to me last week that there's two different arms. There's a militant arm and the ones that really care. Do I believe that it may have started, honestly, with wanting to make sure that black people were treated properly? Of course I do. No question about it. But it has gotten away from them. For instance, the editor of a progressive newspaper celebrated protesters, and then they stormed and trashed her office. So after, you know, talking about how great they were and what a great thing they had going on, and how, you know, next thing you know, she walks in and her office has been trashed. The news editor for a small independent newspaper was in support of the protest, you know, turned riots, until they broke into the paper's office. And then she had to take cover from the looters and the, you know, screaming, "I'm on your side, you know, I'm with you, I'm telling people how great you are." Leah Taus, an editor at the progressive news outlet Indy Week in North Carolina, was stunned to find that the protesters-turned-rioters didn't look favorably upon her business when they swept through the area. She tweeted out on Saturday saying that the crowd is extremely peaceful and the groups, and many are wearing masks and trying to keep their distance. They're wearing their masks, you moron, so you don't know who they are. Are you serious? I want you to think about something. She's the editor of the paper. All right? It's only a few short hours later that Taus tweeted again about the protest. This time, her tone was a tad different. "I went into the hallway. I heard someone. I entered the office and what sounded like smashing inside. We're a small newspaper with a handful of desktops. I'm now hiding in the basement." And then on Sunday morning, Taus posted that what had become of her office at the hands of the rioters. She tweets, "I'm devastated. We are a progressive newspaper. Last night I was inside when the first brick was thrown." You should see the pictures of this thing. It's terrible. And again, I'm just going to say it. You guys will act, you give it up to anybody, don't you? You think that you're going to pat them on the back and tell them you're on their side? Have you been watching the videos? Even people in support of them were getting pummeled. They don't care. They are not really for peace and justice. If they were, they wouldn't be burning down black neighborhoods now, would they? They wouldn't smash black owners' stores. They wouldn't smash the stores of black owners that have been in the neighborhood for 30 and 40 years, helping probably their family and other families out, because they don't care. It's a farce. A similar scenario happened with the ESPN sports writer Chris Martin. He encouraged rioters to burn down a low-income housing area in Minneapolis, but when they showed up to his place, he didn't hold back in referring to rioters as animals. It's always like that, though, right? When they turn on them, it's a whole different story. I mean, seriously. And Leah tells, I can't even repeat the more and more tweets that she sent out. Right? "So who the blank is next?" the protester shouts. "Your daughter? Your grandma? That's why we're out here. We're going to burn it down." I mean, and you're going to support these people? I mean, seriously, you're going to support these people. And they're starting, you know, they start fires knowing that the fire department will not show up without police protection, and the police are not going to go where they're outnumbered. Not sure why, but dozens of officers just charged. Now, she wrote this at midnight. They've charged at a few remaining protesters. Smoke bombs and fireworks go off in the streets. It's like, where were they earlier? You know, you beat on the cops. You talk about how bad they are, how terrible they are, how, you know, they're just animals. And who showed up to protect you? Those people that you were talking about how great they were a few minutes ago, now they're burning your place down. What happened? Really, what happened? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, again, there's so many crazy stories going on. You've got to pay attention, though. Find the area, the one, the whatever, that you can sink your teeth into, that you believe in. I mean, it's really that simple. And that's the stuff you read. That's the stuff you look at. I love the Chicago mayor. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. But the Chicago mayor, who says, I haven't seen crap like this before. Oh, she uses the real word. She said, rioters are blanking lawless in meeting with panicked officials who describe gang members walking around with AK-47s during George Floyd's arrest. What did she expect? She's a lawless mayor. It is amazing. Is this how they bring up their kids, too? Let them do anything they want to do, and they get mad when they come after them? Oh, this is great. Show me senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea spoke at a press briefing announcing the closing of the city's anti-crime unit.
These are the plainclothes units that operate our traditional anti-crime. Effective immediately, we will be transitioning those units, roughly 600 people citywide. This is a seismic shift in the culture of how the NYPD polices this great city. It will be felt immediately in the communities that we protect. We can do it with brains, we can do it with guile, we can move away from brute force.
President Trump reacted to the Supreme Court ruling that protects LGBT rights in the workplace.
I've read the decision, and some people were surprised, but they've ruled, and we live with their decision. That's what it's all about. We live with the decision of the Supreme Court.
The vote was 6-3 with Justice Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's first appointee to the court, writing the majority opinion. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Seriously, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution. You really do. I mean, otherwise, you know my favorite saying, right? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And you never, never, ever, ever do you want to be part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, kind of a smorgasbord of what's going on. Pick up the first segment again. If you didn't get it the first time, you know, it's all this craziness that's going on. You know, during the break, I was watching a news clip about how they're removing all these statues. Every one of them. And matter of fact, some of them they're removing. They don't even know why they're removing them. They're removing statues of abolitionists. They probably don't know how to spell it, don't know what it means. And these are the people we're letting run the asylum, right? I mean, we truly are letting the inmates run the asylum at this point in time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. You know, you really got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. Okay? All right, so what I started to say, the road I was going down, is that the Chicago mayor was going out of her mind. She's let this lawlessness go on. She's told President Trump and other people around her to go screw themselves. Right? What was his name? Rahm Emanuel. God bless. It needs to stop this stuff. Rahm Emanuel. You know, what a winner he is. Do you remember when he came out and he was screaming that the problem that we're having is all the lawlessness in the street? I mean, this is his city. This is the city supposedly he loved, that he wanted to take care of. And then he decides, you know, he doesn't run again. I don't know if he was termed out or not. I don't remember. And you see what he's doing. He's not really doing anything to help, if you would. And then, oh, come on, knock it off. She comes out, she says, I haven't seen crap like this. I'm cleaning it up. Like this before. And she talks about the lawlessness. She's got people walking the streets with AK-47s, and what are the police doing about it? Nothing. You know why? They're not allowed to. It's really that simple. They're not allowed to. Now, Chicago Mayor Lori, she briefed the city's 50 aldermen during an online conference call on May 31st. In the audio, some aldermen heard breaking down in tears, while others voiced outrage that their communities have become the Wild Wild West. Alderman Ed Burke said that he had not seen such chaos since Chicago riots of 1968. Right? And those were sparked by the murder of Martin Luther King Jr. 11 people were left dead at the time. Alderman Susan Saldalski, she broke down in tears as she said that she was scared that her ward had become a crap show. She said rioters were shooting at police and looting stores. Shooting at police. Right? You hearing this? Now, Lightfoot admitted that people are just blanking lawless right now. No, not right now. They've been like that for a long time. Especially in your city. The fraud call came the same day that Chicago recorded its most violent day in 60 years with 18 people fatally shot. Other aldermen were concerned that their residents are losing access to food and medicine and other businesses that have been destroyed and won't come back for a long time. Well, why should they? No, seriously. Hey, you know what? You people in Chicago, God bless you. You're Americans. I get the whole nine yards. But why do we have to keep cleaning up the messes of New York and Chicago and California, for that matter? Why? Why do we get stuck with the bill? This isn't a natural disaster. This disaster came about because you Democrats running these cities are not interested in holding their feet to the fire for law and order. You're interested instead of just going against the president all the time, like it's a new thing to do or something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. It's out of control, but you've allowed it to become out of control. That's the problem. And I love how she calls them blanking lawless. I think that's hilarious. Don't you? Because I don't know about you, I haven't seen this kind of crap before, not in Chicago. Since 1968, right? Another alderman. So they're talking about some major riots. Over 50 of these aldermen were really upset about how much civil unrest was happening, and you know, what were they going to do about it? What was going to make it better? You know, I'm reading along with this, and aldermen were in tears, banging on their desks. Well, here's the deal. They need to come out and say something. They need to be very loud and clear about what they say. When Martin Luther King Jr. was killed, right? I mean, this is a man that promoted peace. They came out and rioted, and at that time, in that day, in that period, they arrested 2,000 people. Now, again, I'm not saying they had a right to burn the place down. But at any time in life, if they had a right to burn the place down, that was the time to do it. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, they're very worried that this is going to get worse. It's not going to get much better. But what are you going to do to fix it? I mean, what are they willing to do to fix it? If she would drop her pride, I mean, at this point it's a problem. If she would drop her pride and allow Trump to bring in the National Guard, they can control them. The governor has a right to control them. Bring him in. Stop the looting. Stop it. She told how a group of about 40 looters, one of the aldermen, with no connection to the protests, broke into a marijuana dispensary at about 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And guess what? Police couldn't help. Well, listen, if I was a cop right now, I'd be afraid to do a traffic pullover, let alone anything else. Lightfoot again to say, look, it's a massive problem. People just blanking lawless. This is, but you know what's really funny about all this? And I do mean funny, ha-ha. They're surprised. they actually sound surprised, which shows you how oblivious to reality they are. Other officials issued grave warnings that the most vulnerable, the elderly and such, are the hardest hit by the unrest because they can't get to their stores. They can't get their drugs. They can't get their medication. It's like, what are we going to have left in our communities? Nothing, because you allowed it to happen. Why would Walmart or CVS or any of those supermarkets come back to that area? See, it's one thing if you guys did everything you could to stop the unrest. Then you could go back out to those stores and say, look, we're sorry, but we tried. We gave it a heck of an effort, and we couldn't protect your stores. Come back and we'll give you tax breaks, or we'll do this, or we'll do that. If you saw some of those videos, there were people pounding on CVS cash registers that were already open. They did it just to damage them. Same thing at Walmart. Why? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just simply, I'm not joking, why wouldn't you just simply go in, grab the cash, and leave, if that's really what you wanted? Those stores normally don't leave cash in there like that. But she's right. They're just thugs. See, that's when you use the terms like thugs, and it's true. They're just thugs. I love the fact that Starbucks thinks that by letting its employees wear Black Lives Matter t-shirts, everything's going to be fine. I went into a supermarket yesterday. I have a shirt that says Stand Up for America. You can get those on my website. If they're not there, let me know. I'll make sure they're there. Stand for America. Hashtag Stand for America. You know, some people are afraid. I've even had them say, look, Joe, I love what you, the stuff you got. I'm afraid to wear it. Don't be afraid to wear it. I got to tell you something. The majority of the time when I'm out there, I get thumbs up. People ask me where they can get them. I wear my mask. They ask me where I can get it. And by the way, you can get the mask. Just go to the website. Click on the show store, and you can get your mask there. We've got most of that garbage worked out. You'll get your masks in a couple of days. I guarantee it. They're going to be around for a while. Let's use them. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Truth. We're back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And I want you to be part of the solution. You know, if you get involved and get engaged, you become part of you'll get informed, right? And once you get informed, it's a big deal. Or I think it is anyway. This is my personal opinion. You know, we're talking about some of these cities, some of these areas that are really, really having a problem. You know? No joke. And I say that because they really are. I mean, you look at what's going on in the cities. They have the most amount of, I don't want to say corruption, but most amount of problems, issues, whatever. Why is that, do you think? Well, if you take a hard look, and people want to be honest with themselves, most of them don't. You already know that. If you want to be honest with yourself, you look at what's going on. Right? They're run by Democrats. Come on, do we have to do this? Can we not do this? Can we just be honest about it? Or would that be asking for a lot? No joke. Dead serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I don't know if we can be. Because everybody's so uptight about what's being said, you can't even ask the question without being called a racist. Now I'll get all kinds of emails about being a racist tomorrow. Right? Because I said that I don't believe that BLM is being honest. I don't believe they're real. I believe they started off with all the right things in mind. But look at what's going on with it now. Who's getting the money they're raising? Anyway, back to Chicago and the issues going on there. Until you make the police force feel secure, they can do their job without being brought up on charges every single time something happens, they're not going to get strong. They're not going to get firm. Until they know that their elected officials are behind them and not ready to pummel them all the time, I think you should take one major city. Now, I've been told Detroit tried this, and I'm going to check into it. But, I mean, seriously, let's look at Detroit. My understanding was they tried that a while back. It didn't work out very well for them. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I love all these people in Chicago. I've never seen this kind of violence. Bullpuckies. This goes on your streets every weekend. And you still won't do anything about it. And they're still not going to do much about this. Seattle police chief said, we're not able to get to the 9/11 calls for rape, robbery, or anything else in the quote-unquote Chaz, autonomous zone, whatever they're called. They change from day to day. They've got all Democrats, for the most part, right, in their elected positions there. The chief of police is a black woman. A black woman. Everything they tout and push. So who do we blame for the violence? Who do we blame for this thing being out of control? Who are you going to blame for it? Head of Seattle's police department told officers in a video address on Thursday that the decision to abandon the city's third precinct was not my decision. And it prevented the department from responding to emergency calls in that area. Police Chief Carmen Best, who joined Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin, revealed that ultimately the city had other plans for the building and relented to public pressure. They had other plans for the building. So in other words, even if they were going to move out in 3 months, so they didn't care what they did to it, you should. It's private property. It's not the property of somebody else to destroy if they want to. No, it's just amazing. She went on to say, look, it was not my... What's she trying to say here? It was not my decision to leave the precinct. You fought for days to protect it. I asked you to stand on that line, day in and day out. You were pelted with projectiles. You were screamed at. You were threatened. Some of you were even hurt. And now I'm asking you to retreat. It seems like I'm insulting you and our community. Well, God bless her for at least saying that, huh? What do you think? Seattle Police Department said it would try to reopen the East Precinct. Not anymore, though. She said that our calls have more than tripled. And we can't respond to these emergencies. And they're for rape, robbery, all sorts of violent acts. Now, Durkin, at the press conference, claimed the occupants of the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, Chad, whatever they're calling it, were engaged in an act of patriotism. Remember that? I'm still trying to figure out what part of this is patriotic. See, it's funny because when the right had guns and talk about guns and talk about an uprising because the government's out of control, right? We were terrorists. Think about it. We were treasonous. We were terrorists, terrible people. These people, they have guns. They've taken over the city, and they're patriots. Because they don't want to hear the Constitution. They don't think the Constitution applies. They're done. They want anarchy. Think of who the Dems are siding up with. anarchists, people who don't want the law. Doesn't matter that they say they want equal treatment because they don't. Right? I mean, think about everything they stand with. Illegal aliens. Right? The giving illegal drugs to people that are to junkies, if you would. That's what they're talking about in San Francisco. Even other parts of the country. Legal injection zones. I want you to think about something. Legal injection zones. What does that mean? What could that mean? Now remember, we're talking about them giving you syringes, giving you illegal substance, drugs, for you to shoot up in a safe area. Now, they'll tell you it's made a major difference that many people have died. So what are you telling me, that when you're in a clean, legal area, you shoot up less drugs? Because most people die on the drugs. They die of overdoses. They've shot up too much. So what you're telling me is that somehow changes when you're in a safe space. back to the nut job here. We were asked to do an operational plan in case we needed to leave. But I'm not saying who gave the order to withdraw. Well, why don't you? Just put it out there so people know. Right? You've got store owners here that are just screaming they want their streets back. They want their life back. And I don't know what the problem is. Can we get rolling and give them what belongs to them? Would that be asking too much? Would that be pushing too hard? You know, I came across another story that I thought was interesting. Look at how hard and how rapid fire they're coming after Trump. They lost their impeachment bid. They have another one ready to go. COVID steps into the mix. Right? We hear about how bad he handled it, but pretty much everything he asked to do, they turned him down. Right? Then we heard about how the Chinese thing was falling apart, and he was going to ruin our relationship with the Chinese. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Now they're talking about today because, I don't know, somebody helped him downstairs or held his arm while he was going down the stairs or whatever. Maybe he's not in the best of health. They didn't have the same concern with Hillary when she was just passing out right there on the floor in front of the van. That was okay. Nothing wrong with her. Or in the middle of the speech when Joe Biden asked you to vote for him for Senate. Nothing wrong with him either, huh? And it's just amazing to me how ignorant they are. And no, I believe it's ignorance. They really believe that if we did everything their way, life would be so much better. And they don't realize how wrong they actually are. Just look around you. Again, what cities are taking the biggest beating? Who are they run by? CNN's Stelter, he tells Trump lawyer that her grandkids will be ashamed of her. And then she nails him. And she nails him properly. I'll go through the whole story. Basically, she tells him, hey, look, you're an activist. You're not a journalist. You left that job years ago. Right? This is Jenna. Well, I'm sorry. The she is Jenna Ellis. She's a senior legal advisor to Trump. I love people like her. Throw it back at them. Don't let them get away with it. Force them to go to commercial. Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here tomorrow.